بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على شرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we know the famous hadith in Sahih Ibn Hibban, which is Sahih according to Shaykh Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. Narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar and he said, Ameen, 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 3 times. So on each step of the minbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. The Sahaba asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, you ascended the minbar and you said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. What was the meaning of that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Verily, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he said, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and he is not forgiven, then he will enter the hellfire and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. I said Ameen. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, whoever sees his parents in their old age, one or both of them, and he does not honor them and he dies, then he will enter the hellfire and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. So I said Ameen. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, whoever has your name mentioned in his presence and he does not send blessing upon you and he dies, then he will enter hellfire and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. And I said Ameen. I want to repeat this beautiful hadith to ensure that we fully understand it. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ascended the minbar and he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you ascended the minbar and you said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Why did you do that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Verily, Jibreel came to me alayhi salam and he said, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and he is not forgiven, then he will enter hellfire, he will enter the Jahannam, and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. I said Ameen. Then Jibreel alayhi salam said, whoever sees his parents in their old age, one or both of them, and he does not honor them and he dies, then he will enter hellfire and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. I said Ameen. And then he said, whoever has your name, that is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned in his presence and he does not send blessings upon you and he dies, then he will enter the hellfire and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. And I said Ameen. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, we are going to enter this blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem in a day or two. Let us make sure that we use this month in order to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and that we do not waste and squander this month in doing useless things, and we use also this free time that has been given to us, which is thanks to this lockdown. We are confined in the home, except for a few of us who are in the medical profession and so on, who are still going to work, and may Allah bless them, may Allah protect them from all harm. Most other people, the vast majority of people, are confined to their homes, and this is good, alhamdulillah. Let us not break that curfew. Let us stay at home. Do not collect people together. Do not try to run your own Taraweeh in your house. Do not try to run your own Jummah in your house. You will be committing a sin and you will be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you do that. And if you do that, and if anyone else comes to any harm thanks to your initiative, because you have been inviting people to your house and people are coming from elsewhere, we do not know what they are carrying. If they bring that into your house, something happens to you or your parents or whoever is in the house, something happens to them thanks to your initiative, their blood is on your hands and Allah will hold you accountable. Don't even dream of this. Don't do that. In addition to that, please understand that your action will be used by those people who are trying to malign Islam, to malign Islam. You will become the means by which Islam will get a bad name, by which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be maligned, by which Muslims worldwide will be maligned and they will be defamed, and you will be the cause of that, and on the day of judgment you will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Please don't do that. If you have made any plans to have Taraweeh collective in your home and you have you are calling other people to come to your house and pray Taraweeh with you, and you found a hafiz from somewhere, or maybe you are the hafiz, cancel those plans right now. Cancel those plans right now. Don't even think about it. Please, my brothers and sisters, take this seriously. Do not do things. When you are in a situation where things are, you know, where you are in a situation where your actions can be used. I am not saying that this is your intention. You are not doing this to malign Islam, but you know what will happen. So don't put yourself in that situation. Please understand this. So now here we have this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ameen three times when he was on the minbar, and this happened during Ramadan al-Kareem. Now think about that. First thing I want you to think about is that who is asking whom to say Ameen? Who is making the statement of dua or the statement of fact, and who is asking whom to say Ameen? Jibreel alayhi salam is making a statement. If Jibreel alayhi salam makes a statement, what is that? That is wahi. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with. That is what he has been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say. So what he is saying is what Allah has told him to say. Number one. Number two, he is saying Ameen, and he is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say Ameen. So here is a dua which is so powerful that it has the Ameen and it has the sanction of two of the Rasuls of Allah, because Jibreel alaihi salam is also a Rasul. What is that? Number one, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven, he will enter Jahannam and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I said Ameen. Now, Allah has given us Ramadan. Let us use this for our benefit. Let us not waste it. Let us not squander it. Use it for our benefit. Increase our amal in it. Increase charity. Increase the reading of Quran. Increase nawafil. If you are sitting in khilwat, increase reflection and introspection, increase work on your nafs, tazkiyatun nafs, forgive everybody, forgive everyone, do not keep anyone in your heart with any grudge, remove all grudges, make istighfar, make tawbah, right? Do all of this, inshallah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and so that we make the maximum benefit, we take the maximum benefit of Ramadan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Second one, he said, whoever sees their parents in their old age, one or both of them, and does not honor them, and he dies, then he will enter Jahannam, and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. Now, those of us who have our parents with us, this is the time to serve them. This is the time to change whatever attitude. If your attitude is already that of serving them, of being good to them, of respecting them, of honoring them, alhamdulillah, all power to you, maintain that. If you have not been doing that, if you have been treating them, ill-treating them, if you have been disobeying them, this is the time to go fall at their feet, make istighfar, ask them to forgive you, because believe me, you don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to catch your neck when the time comes when you meet him. Jalla jalalu. And if you have not served your parents, if you did not have a relationship with them, and if they have passed away, then make a lot of istighfar and give a lot of sadaqah for them, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them and to forgive you. Because they are gone, you can't change that. But what you can change is, inshallah, your meeting with Allah. And the way to do that is to make a lot of istighfar and tawbah and to give a lot of sadaqah. Give a lot of sadaqah in the name of your parents and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and them. Finally, my brothers and sisters, Rasulullah in another place, he said, the stingy person, the bakhil, and in a third place, he said, the bakhil will never see Jannah. And this applies to all kinds of bukhul. It applies to all forms of stinginess and miserliness. Nabi Sallallahu said, the stingy, the miser is the one who before whom my name is mentioned and he does not send salat and salam on me. Now, therefore, the dua which Jibril Islam said, whoever has your name mentioned in his presence and does not send salat and salam on you and dies, then he will enter Jahannam and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen, and I said Ameen. Now, brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us not even get to this place. This is the issue of understand that the thing about, as far as Rasulullah is concerned, the thing to do is that anytime his name is mentioned, say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Many people have this habit, they say, the Prophet said this, the Prophet said that. No, we are Muslims, we do not refer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just by saying the Prophet. We definitely do not refer to him simply by saying Muhammad, na'udhu billah. We say, we take his name with respect that is due to him. And the respect that is due to him is that the minimum is that we say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every time his name is mentioned or every time we take his name. You don't have to say this loudly, you can say it softly. If somebody is speaking, you don't have to loudly say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but definitely say it. And you, when you say Muhammad, always say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you say Rasulullah, you always say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is one. Second thing is that as far as possible, send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Send Salatu Salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the biggest thing there is that Allah sends Salam on you 10 times for every one time you send Salat and Salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why would you want to deprive yourself of that? Think about that. So always, 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 this is the haqq of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is his right on us, and let us fulfill his rights, because the right of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam supersedes everyone else's rights except the rights of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Among the huququl ibad, the number one, even over and above the rights of the parents, is the right of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on us. So let us fulfill that right. And the first and foremost of that, boundary condition of that is that we say Salatu Salam on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when we take his name. I ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of your lives. I ask Allah to accept all your du'as. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.